do we combat fear and understand suffering? How do we worship the Lord, love others, and surrender our lives to God? How do we become saints day by day? Order online at AveMariaRadio.net under the store tab. That's AveMariaRadio.net under the store tab.
So cool.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Before I move to the readings for this Sunday, I just want to share something with you because to me, it's just odd and it's delightful, and it has to do with the feast we celebrate today, Saint Martin de Porres. It's just a marvelous little story, and I've heard this story ever since I was a child. And it has always, it's amused me, it's made me laugh, and yet at the same time it's touched me very, very deeply. So I just want to share, here is Martin de Porres. He was born the son of a Spanish nobleman, and he was a former slave in Peru. And as a young man, he trained as a barber and applied to be a servant at the Dominican convent of the Holy Rosary, where he eventually took vows as a lay brother. So his background, obviously, he loved the Lord and was following the Lord, but his external circumstances were very simple and very poor. Martin loved the menial tasks. Get this. He loved cooking, cleaning, and feeding the unwanted and the abandoned. He loved doing that. In the infirmary, he cured the sick. Many people were healed as he cared for them. And in the backyard, now this is the point, in the backyard, he fed the mice whose language he seemed to know. He died in 1639 at the age of 60. It's an incredible little story, and there are all kinds of pictures. Do you see, look up pictures of St. Martin de Porres, and you'll see him. Oftentimes they'll have mice around him because they would listen to him. He would preach the gospel to the mice, and they listened. You see them very attentive, and that's the strangest little part. He was able to preach the gospel to a lot of people, but especially to the mice. One commentary says he seemed to know the language of the mice. We don't know. But it's just that it's, in one sense, you could say it's kind of quirky. In another sense, all creation is from God. God loves all his creation. And in this case, he let the mice be fed not only in their little bodies, but somewhere, maybe, in their spirits. I don't know. I'm not going to try to theologically explain this. But I just find it just brings a smile to my lips. And I think God can do anything. And in this case, he certainly did. Martin de Porres is a wonderful, wonderful saint. Someone to pray to, and someone to ask him to pray for you and pray for all of your needs. The first reading today is taken from for this Sunday's readings, is taken from the prophet Malachi, chapter 1, verses 14, and then chapter 2, verse 2, and then chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. That's a bit of a mix here, but let's take a look at what it says. A great king am I, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. If you do not listen, if you do not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and of your blessing I will make a curse. You have turned aside from the way. Does this apply to you? You have turned aside from the way and have caused many to falter by your instruction. Martin de Porres didn't. He didn't falter. You have made void the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. I, therefore, have made you contemptible and base before all the people, since you do not keep my ways but show partiality in your decisions. Have we not all one Father? Has not the one God created us? Why then do you break faith with one another, violating the covenant of our fathers? We're all one family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Do I live out of that or not? And God gets mighty angry when we don't. It's His family. And He can bring unity and He can bring peace if we fix our gaze on Him, if we look to Him for the help that we need, rather than our own selfish plans and our own selfish goals. God wants to restore all things in Christ. Psalm 131 says, "In you, Lord, I have found my peace." How? My heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I'm not thinking myself above people. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me. Nay, rather, this is in your soul. Nay, rather, I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child. Child is peaceful, content, satisfied, resting, like a weaned child on its mother's lap. So is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Your God wants to care for you with the tenderness of a mother who cares for her child. Do you trust Him? When you have difficulties with other people, do you bring them to Him? Do you ask Him for the solution? Or do you just retaliate or seek revenge or withhold forgiveness, become bitter, speak against? That's what God doesn't want. That's what God hates. And God will give you the power to handle it differently if you come to Him and ask Him for that help. Read the scriptures. Get the priorities clear. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 7 to 9, and then verse 13. "Brothers and sisters, we were gentle among you as a nursing mother cares for her children. With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So dearly beloved had you become to us. You recall, brothers and sisters, our toil and drudgery, working night and day in order not to burden any of you. We proclaimed to you the gospel of God. And for this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly, that in receiving the word of God from hearing us," now note this, "in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received not a human word, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe." How often have I said to you that when I hold a Bible, I feel like I'm holding a beating heart? This word is living. This word has power, but it won't force, God won't force Himself on you. But if you say, "Lord, help me to understand your word. Help me to live by your statutes. Help me to follow you. Give me the grace. Give me the courage. Give me the wisdom." He will. And you wait on Him. You can't oftentimes drudge it up within yourself because your own flesh and the world and the devil are trying to convince you that you can do whatever you want. And it leads to death. It honestly does. I'm not talking about a physical death in this life, but death of soul. You give up hope. You don't seek the Lord. You don't believe in His love for you. It says here, "You receive not a human word, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe." And that word has power to change you, to reorient you, to give you new goals, and to give you peace. But you have to decide. You don't want a little of the world. How many times do we say this? But we mix things. You can use the things of this world as long as they don't take you away from God. And many things do. Many things do not, but many things do. You have to be careful. But let your values, your goals, your priorities be set by the Word of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to His disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. In other words, they may say all the right things, but they're not necessarily living them. That's a hypocrite. And the Pharisees were in it a lot for external show. Gospel of Matthew says, for they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. They won't help. How many times have I said in the last 2 weeks, reach out to help others. Lift them up, even if it's to say, there's nothing I can do in your situation, but I can pray for you and I will pray every day. Can you imagine what that does for somebody who's alone and carrying a heavy burden? That alone can open a door. Mean what you say. Pray for them. All their works are performed to be seen. And that's part of our problem, human beings. We're so selfish, we're so self-centered, that so much of our works, even good works, are performed to be seen. Well, the other person might benefit, but we won't benefit from that. God sees our motive. That's what he looks at. They widen their phylacteries. They lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. See, the Pharisees were taking on a lot of titles just to have some kind of prestige and control and power. They weren't really looking to be a teacher of others. They were looking to lord it over others. Don't do that. Don't do that. You have but one teacher, you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father, you have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master, you have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Jesus was the servant. He gave us the example. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. To humble yourself doesn't mean you have to grovel on the ground. Just put other people first. Unless there is a genuine need, you need to be first. But other than that, put yourself in the servant's position. Take the back seat. And I don't mean that literally so much as I mean it spiritually and humanly. Look for the needs of others. Don't be looking, who's going to help me? I need help. Of course we need help. And there are times when we really need help and we need to ask for it. But let that not be the first thing you think. But here are my brothers and sisters. How can I serve them today? Lord, use me. Use me to build your kingdom today. Let that be your attitude, your spirit, the direction you take. Let's ask St. Martin de Porres to pray for us. So simple, so hidden, that even the mice listen to his preaching. And many people who should have heard him discarded him, put him aside. Don't miss through whom God is speaking to you. Don't miss it. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.
Keep your eye on Guam, my fellow Catholics. Yes, Guam. Guam is a tiny little island in the mid-Pacific. It's also on the sites of a madman named Kim Jong-un, brutal dictator of communist North Korea. Kim makes lots